Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring!
Jesse is just squirting. You might really hear this in the microphone. He's currently squirting. What did you squirt up your nose then?
It's saline water.
Saline water.
You know how I'm always snorting and coughing and I sound like
the negative reviews that we get.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm a caffeine or a cocaine fiend.
Yeah.
Apparently this will help.
Saline
water.
Saline. Yeah, it clears your nose so you won't get bad podcast reviews.
That's really good at commercials on the
Thanks.
Spot.
Yeah. So small talk. I've allocated roughly 6 to 7 minutes for small talk. We've already covered saline nasal spray. What have you been up to? Anything exciting?
Geez, let me think. I'm playing this video game called Control.
So no, then?
No. Nothing really.
Do you know what I did? I tried my best to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, right. The Super Bowl happened. Yeah.
And I thought moving to North America, embrace the sport this year that people love and are passionate about, football or American football, as I call it, is
right.
It's very close to rugby, which is my favorite sport. And
rugby just seems...
It turns out it isn't, though. It's like rugby, but you stop every 15 seconds to talk.
Yeah, I find football kind of boring for that reason. That's why I like tennis. Tennis is just nonstop. Just go until you're done.
It's just organic pong. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of tennis.
I used to play tennis when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm terrible at all of the sports.
All of the sports. I'm not a sports person.
Especially the racket ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I excel at.
Good for you.
If I'm not going to make it as a podcaster, I'm going to go make it as a racket tennis, sports man.
Tennis pro?
Sure.
A multi-racket sports generalist.
Yep, I'm sure.
That's what you've got on your LinkedIn.
A middle-aged man with a little bit of weight around the gut can jump right into pro tennis, no problem.
I view it as really easy. It just like the ball has only got one direction to go. So I'm joking. I don't think tennis is very easy. If you play tennis at a high level, I respect your I don't know stuff.
I respect your stuff.
There we go.
It's straight from the mouth of babes. Thank you, Reese.
We didn't do a hello.
Hello. Oh, we didn't do an introduction.
No, do one now and then
for
I'll
the other
it
one.
Yeah.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse, and with me always is the naked and slippery Reese Waters. Reese, hello.
Hi. I nearly fell off my chair.
Why are you naked and slippery, Reese?
Because it's Thursday.
Right, of course. Yeah. Yeah, it's time to slather you up in butter.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there we go. That's a good one. Are you ready for this? Enough small talk. I think we've...
That wasn't 6 or 7 minutes.
Let's cut the shorts for some of the small talk. Sure. People tuned in to listen to incredible, mind-blowing stories in politics. I'm going to start this by asking you a question.
Okay.
What is your opinion on Justin Bieber?
It's a fucking wanker.
Why?
I don't know. He's just... He's a little shit, isn't he? He abuses his audience, not physically, but like he will verbally and emotionally abuse his audience when he doesn't get his way. And,
really?
Oh, yeah. He really has. There's a video of it. And, you know, he's just an entitled douche nozzle.
Entitled douche nozzle.
Yeah.
My favorite fact about him is that
we're talking about Justin Bieber today.
How much do you hate him? Because
I don't hate him. I don't know the guy. Okay. I don't reserve hate just for Justin Bieber. Although some people might think I should. Babel Army. Have you heard of Hollywood Babylon?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they can't fucking stand him. They have a segment. They have a segment they do almost every single episode talking about how horrifying Justin Bieber is, and it's hilarious.
His hometown, I think, gave birth to the most serial killers in Canada. It's quite famous for being the source of a higher rate of serial killers than anywhere else. I'm not saying there's a correlation, but...
Is this small talk, or is this part of the episode?
No, this is part of the episode. I'm just, tell me about Justin Bieber. Also, do you know, in 2012, you know, you say you don't like him, and Hollywood Babylon don't like him.
He's got a couple songs that aren't bad.
But you know, in 2012...
Like, Go Love Yourself. It's actually funny. My friend Ryan was at work, and that came on, Go Love Yourself, and he never heard it before. It was a brand new song at the time, and he was listening. He was like, oh, wow, this isn't bad. I wonder who is this? And I'm like, who is this? And I was like, it's Justin Bieber. He's like, fuck. He's just so upset that he liked a Justin Bieber song.
Do you remember Hanson? The pop.
Oh yeah,
song.
I remember him. Handsome. Yeah.
My friend, who we were teenagers at the time, and he was straight. He thought they were girls, and he fancied them. And then when he realized, when I was like, no, they're boys, he was just distraught because he assumed they were women.
That's a great way to girls. Come out, though. I was like, everyone, I'm gay, and it's because of Hanson.
Yeah. Exactly. The other fact I was trying to get to is in 2012, somebody hated him so much, a convicted murderer planned to castrate him, which might have helped with him hitting those high notes, but still not very nice. Yeah, anyway. So
it's nothing to do with his music, honest God. His music is whatever. It's not music that I would listen to. It's just how he treats people, honestly.
Well, this is called When Bieber Met Harper.
Oh, fuck. Oh, so my God. Was there like an implosion?
So I'm going to show you a picture. This is November the 26th, 2012, sorry.
Oh, God.
So there he is. Describe the image.
What is he? Oh, he's... Okay, so can you zoom in a little bit? Is that...
I'm going to zoom in the old-fashioned way by moving it closer to you.
Yeah, just hand me
the... Take a look. Okay, describe the image.
Okay, so Justin Bieber looks anemic. He's wearing... overalls with just one strap on,
dungarees.
And a t-shirt, and a
denim dungarees,
and a backwards cap. But he's like hunched forward, and he's shaking hands with Harper. But he's like, his neck is forward, like you'd see in like hilarious stereotypical redneck cartoons. And then there's Harper, who is bizarrely, and I'm not making this up. You can look if you didn't notice. He's just he's shaking his hand, he's shaking Bieber's hand, and he's staring. Just staring hardcore at Bieber's nipples.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They're not making eye contact. They're literally not. He's staring. Look, take a look. He's looking at his nipples. It's very weird.
Perhaps he's hungry. Anyway. That'd be my guess. So on Friday, November the 26th, 2012... at Scotiabank Place in Ottawa, Justin Bieber was given the Diamond Jubilee Medal by Stephen Harper.
What is that?
It's like an award they give prominent Canadians. So he gave him, you know, he was at the height of his career, I guess. He was still a teenager at that stage. And there was a huge controversy because he was meeting the prime minister.
What?
Controversy.
Oh,
how would you say it? Controversy?
Yeah.
Okay, there was huge controversy.
No, is that how they say it in Wales?
Controversy.
A controversy?
There was controversy. There wasn't a controversy. It was controversial. Should we continue?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good. Because he was receiving this amazing award from the Prime Minister, the most powerful Canadian in the world, and he wore dungarees that you described. And everyone was basically saying this kid has got no respect for Stephen Harper and the office of the Prime Minister and the award that he's receiving. So there was kind of like a mini meltdown on...
There was a meltdown online?
There was a meltdown online. So basically, news outlets started calling him the white trash prince and basically just calling him out for being so scruffy meeting the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
But what happened was Harper was there because his son was going to the concert. So I think what happened was he was like, "Hey, Bieber, I'll give you a medal if my son can have tickets and we'll come backstage and meet you." Which is what happened.
That sounds exactly like Harper. Yeah.
So the medal is awarded to people who've made a significant contribution to a particular province, territory, region, or community within Canada, or an achievement abroad that brings credit to Canada.
And it was coincidentally invented 10 minutes before meeting with Justin Bieber.
Dad, I really want to go to... There's no tickets. Hang on, let me just make up a medal. We'll get in there. So he announced that he was Stephen Harper announced that he was going to give the presentation to Justin Bieber. He said it was like a lighthearted thing, which means that it was definitely made up. And apparently
it's just made from paper clips and bottle caps and scraps of felt that he found around his nest.
And we're not the only ones who struggle with small talk. So do you know what? Can you guess the topic they discussed for
Play-Doh?
Small talk?
I'm going to say Play-Doh. Or Lego.
Ping pong.
Wow, I was close.
So okay, Bieber...
I should have guessed. Like we were talking about racket sports earlier. I should have...
Exactly. So Bieber is a ping pong player. Stephen Harper is a ping pong player.
And Are they shitting me?
No. And they agreed that next time they meet, it should be to play ping pong.
Because they knew they were never going to meet again.
That's a t-shirt in my head. Justin Bieber... Stephen Harper topless playing ping pong together, staring into each other's nipples. It just makes too much sense. So, Bieber's mother, father, and grandparents also turned up to have photos taken with the Prime Minister as well.
Of course they did.
So everyone was.
I bet you they were.
Yeah,
big fans.
Great googly moogly, you've reached the midpoint of the episode. That means there's a special announcement for all you kids out there in Audioland. Lucky, lucky you!
So Justin Bieber apparently was reported to have not taken the criticism lying down, and he posted a screenshot from the...
Justin Bieber hates his fucking trolls. He can't stand them. He just can't take criticism at all. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Well, apparently...
I hope he listens to this show.
He posted a screenshot of the Daily Mail and addressed the writer of the article for the Daily Mail directly for her personal attack on how he was dressed meeting the Prime Minister. And he had to clarify that he'd been rehearsing for a show that night at the Scotiabank Place and shouldn't be expected to have a suit on hand. Well, I'm guessing that if you're as rich as him, he's probably got multiple wardrobes just following him around in a van and a stylist. And like you'll go, I don't like these clothes anymore. Burn them. Dress me.
Did he not know about meeting the Prime Minister until like minutes before it was supposed to happen? He didn't have to wear a suit. He could have just not worn overalls badly.
Which makes you think, though, that Stephen Harper was using the medal. It was a last minute thing. Bieber didn't have a suit. They were meeting backstage. It was all rushed because he literally just said...
The medal was made out of Play-Doh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a ping pong racket, like bat, not a racket. Ping pong bat on a thread around his neck. So he said, "I walked straight from my meet and greet to him," Bieber wrote. "And if you, Haley, expect me to have..." Haley was the journalist. "Expect me to have a change of clothes, let alone a suit at that specific time. It's crazy. It wasn't like it was going it wasn't like I was going into his environment. We were at a hockey arena. So basically you're saying I wasn't going to the Houses of Parliament or to 24 Sussex Drive. And I was essentially, he was coming to my world. So he should have dressed in dungarees, if anything.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why do you keep calling them dungarees? Is it a brand name? Is that
no, dungarees. That's when you got the straps
overalls.
Over your shoulders. Overalls button up over your shoulders. They cover your whole body. Dungarees are like, is this a British thing, dungarees?
I've never heard of dungarees. I'm guessing it's a British thing. But it's like a long strap. It's like an overall but with a long strap.
Yeah, the straps go over your shoulders and then it hangs down. Yeah,
yeah.
You wear a t-shirt underneath.
So I guess overalls do come up higher and dungarees go down lower.
A dungaree would button up. Why are we discussing
dungarees?
The ins and outs of fashion workwear.
And well, yeah, that's so. In this instance, I'm going to agree with Justin Bieber simply because I find it would have been hilarious to have Harper show up wearing dungarees.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
only one strap.
And some high tops. And maybe a single stud diamond earring.
Yeah.
That would have been... I'd think more of him if he had. Because he was going to his environment. You know? As Bieber decided to essentially name check this journalist, he basically threw the full force of his fans at that journalist.
Right.
And she
released the trolls.
So this journalist, she became the most hated woman in the Bieberverse, which is an alternative reality, I hope. but I never hope I go there.
Reminds me of, I was at a theme park.
Disneyland?
Disney, yes.
Disney World.
Let's say Disneyland. Yeah. With me
and Universal Studios, Florida.
It was Disneyland in California. And we were taking a roller coaster with my brother and I, and there was these two teenage girls ahead of us. And whenever the roller coaster would take like a dip or something scary, the two of them would scream at the top of their lungs, "I love Justin Bieber." And so I started doing it too, which was really funny, but it has nothing to do with anything. Please continue.
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was great. Disneyland. Yeah.
Was it Disneyland?
It was Disneyland. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that 3 times.
I love the fact that there's a secret network of underground tunnels so that they can deliver people in costumes to different areas.
Is that true?
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
So like Mickey Mouse will just suddenly appear from behind a bush just because he's just come out of the ground. On like
having eaten half a child and then disappears through said bush again.
Because they try and hide all the admin so that it doesn't ruin your experience.
That's amazing. No, Mickey Mouse just appears from behind a bush. Sounds so ominous.
I knew you'd be here. Kind of thing. So
this Mickey Mouse slowly rises from behind some rose bushes, like, "Hello, Johnny."
Hello, Johnny.
There
whatever
you go.
He talks.
No, that's good. But say that it's slower.
Hello, Johnny.
Slower.
Hello, Johnny.
And do it like with a little bit of drool coming out of your mouth now. There you go.
That is pretty disturbing.
Yeah, I would hire you.
I would hire me. Anyway, so by mid-noon, the journalist, by mid-noon after he'd posted that picture of her article, strongly worded threats from Bieber's fans continued to multiply. The journalist said, she basically said, "Well, the messages came from seemingly harmless usernames like 'Notice Me Bieber' with 3 exclamation marks. And Bieber's girlfriend, the vitriol from some still caught me off guard. So hate mail." He basically weaponized his audience against a journalist who said he looked like a dick.
God, I hope we get some Bieber hate mail.
If you love Justin Bieber and somehow still love him all these years later, we're talking 9 years after this event, please send us some hate mail. We'd love that. And the quote from the journalist is, "I thought I had grown a pretty thick skin working as a White House correspondent, but nothing I did prepared me for an angry brand of so-called Bieber believers."
Yep. No, yeah. I can see that.
And then, just to sum it all up, Stephen Harper could see that after that meeting, the flack that Justin Bieber was getting, Stephen Harper tweeted saying, "In fairness to Justin Bieber, I told him I would be wearing my overalls too."
He didn't actually say that, did he?
That's what he tweeted. Hashtag CDNPOLI, hashtag believers.
Oh, my God.
So
Harper, fucking hell, man. The man never ceases to surprise me.
That was a really funny tweet.
For Harper, yeah. I mean, like, the man has
been... For politician, that was a good joke.
For politician, but for Harper...
Objectively, a good joke.
I don't know about that.
Did you like that story? That noise makes me think you loved it.
That's the noise I make when exactly. I love something. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I want to say thank you to our audience because we put a call out about people going on Instagram and joining up, and we've had, like, 70 new followers in a
70?
Week. 70 followers in like a week.
Holy shit. Worked? You describing our Instagram posts worked?
And if you want to, if you haven't subscribed, something really exciting happened. I downloaded an app that does a really good job of making VHS video on your phone.
I saw that. It was weird, man.
It looks like I got my original camera I learned filmmaking on, which I bought.
Like your shoulder mount VHS camcorder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was my first camcorder.
As a kid, like, you know, I'm gonna make a video. And there's like really shit with the titles that you typed in using a really awkward menu. And it's all done on my phone with an app, and it's amazing. So I'm doing loads of VHS videos.
So you've got that to look forward to, listener.
If you love retro 90s VHS videos with bad titling, I did one last night. I just stood in the forest in the dark and I filmed it and then put a title up saying Night Forest.
Please do not overwhelm our audience with bad VHS videos of absolutely nothing. Didn't you film your TV?
I was pretending that we were doing live coverage of the
impeachment
proceedings by filming a TV in a VHS app and then posting it. So in impeachment live.
So if you miss the days of yore when VHS was all the rage, just join our Instagram posts or feed and Reese will just flood your memories with just shit videos of VHS. Nothingness. Absolutely nothingness.
I'm getting it out of my system because... eventually I'll get bored of the app. I'll just delete it when my phone gets full. And so just enjoy it while it lasts. Right. That's all I can say. Yeah.
That's...
You probably won't enjoy it as much as me, but good for the right. And also, I did genuinely try and love the Super Bowl. I wanted to. If anyone who is a big Super Bowl fan wants to get in touch and convince me that I should give American football another chance, please do.
This is a bit, so just so you know, we've had individual requests for t-shirts that don't exist. And Reese gets so excited that he'll spend time making a t-shirt for one person's request.
But they do buy them.
They buy that person buys it. Yeah. Yes, but you spend like how much time building these t-shirts for one person?
I can throw a t-shirt together in like 5 minutes.
Okay, so if you have an idea for a t-shirt that you'd like to own, I'm saying let us know. Reese will probably make it for just you.
Well, this was the message. Hey guys, love the podcast. I have a t-shirt request. I would be thrilled to buy a t-shirt with a short-faced bear on it. The bear would be wearing a t-shirt with a podcast logo on it while mauling Reese while Jesse points and laughs. Please make the strangest, I mean greatest shirt I will ever own. And I
can who said that?
This was one of
you have to throw credit out, Reese.
Fierce_like_domo. Thank you, fierce_like_domo. She said, sorry for suggesting you get mauled. And I said, I'm fine. I'm open to being mauled by an extinct beast if it's on a t-shirt. And I did. We built it. I didn't get it. It wasn't exactly to spec. I couldn't make the t-shirt fit the bear. But it is a picture of Jesse laughing while my head pokes out of a giant bear. And it says, warning, the short-faced bear hates podcasters the most.
It's
yellow.
Glorious.
It's our first yellow. So go on the thing. And we did Snortable Mustard. We've done a wide range of t-shirts.
Yeah, we had a specific request for Snortable Mustard too, which is amazing.
And the other one was for Stephen Harper laying eggs on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, I like
which,
that shirt.
Which my spawn shall ravage the earth is the title. So
he's just sitting on the moon with his naked with his legs almost like together crossed, sort of the Jeff Goldblum sort of pose.
Exactly. So to summarize, Instagram t-shirts. Reach out if you want to convince me that the Super Bowl is worth more attention.
There it is.
So bye, everyone.
Oh, I thought you were saying buy all of the stuff. As in
you can't buy our Instagram feed. If you do want to buy it, though.
$50.
$50.
I'm putting the first price out there. That's $50 for our Instagram feed.
We have over 400 followers now.
Over 400?
401. That's how much over. One.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
It's time to celebrate. So.
I think we can call ourselves micro-influencers, which basically means you want to be an influencer, but you're not. So you call yourself a micro-influencer.
We're micro influencers are people with 10,000 approximately.
Is that a micro? God,
yeah, 10,000 and up. So we are a mini micro
influencers. Yeah. Great. Anyway, bye.
Thanks for listening.
I hope you enjoyed learning the word dungarees. If that's all you took from this.
That's pretty much all I'm going to take from this episode. That's for sure. Yeah, yeah. Check out our half-finished website where this photo of Justin Bieber shaking hands with Stephen Harper staring at his nipples may or may not happen. Might be there, might not. Oh, it's a surprise. You're just going to go find out for yourself.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.